It is time to go to the soggy tundra of Albany, where we know Rich and Bob are. I hope you had a great trip down there, Rich, and hello.
Well, thank you, Bruce. We are indeed here safely in Albany, New York, getting ready for tomorrow's game between the Black Bears and the Great Danes. Both teams coming in with 2-7 records, Bob, and a whole lot of similarities between these two teams, one of them being their unfortunate propensity to lose close games.
Yeah, Maine's had some tough losses this year, Rich, and Albany has lost 5 games by 7 points or less.
Yeah, a tough one last weekend as well. While the Black Bears had a very challenging game down at Rhode Island, Maine had the lead early. What was tough about last week is they did a lot of the things that Jordan Stevens told us they wanted to do to be successful, establish the run. They did that right away on a 19-play opening drive, get the early lead. The Black Bears did that, but one of the things they didn't do that's been a problem throughout the season, they didn't finish. They couldn't be strong in the fourth quarter, and Rhode Island was able to do that and get a 4-point win.
Yeah, and Maine got burned by some big plays. A long pass play right before the end of the first half gave them some momentum, Rhode Island, going into halftime. And then at the end of the game, they got their ground game going finally with Marcus DeShields, and he started to move the chains a little bit, and they couldn't get to the finish line. I think overall they did some really good things. They controlled the clock very nicely. They established a good running attack for much of the game. And there's a lot to build on there, but they've got 2 games left, and I think the key right now is, can they get these 2 wins and get some momentum going into the offseason? Certainly, this is a team that Maine has done very well against. They have a 7 straight game winning streak against UAlbany, but it's not an easy place to play, and they've played quite well at home this year. They're 2-2, and they had a real big win against Stony Brook earlier in the season. They beat them 59-14, so it's not going to be easy.
Well, let's start with Maine's offense, a formula the same as last week, which is to establish that run. Elijah Barnwell had his best game of the season with 20 carries for 98 yards, and the Black Bears moved the ball very well in the second half using that Wildcat formation.
Yeah, I thought that was very effective. They had 2 big backs in the backfield with Joe Fignano split out wide. Elijah Barnwell and Xavier Scott were just trading off rushes. The other one was blocking for them. And I think that is really important. In those situations where it may be short yardage or you're really trying to establish the ground game, to have that lead blocker leading Xavier Scott or Elijah Barnwell off tackle or inside zone between the guards, that's effective. And I look for Maine to probably do some more of that this week.
And this should be a team that Maine's able to run the ball well against.
Yeah, I would think so, Rich. They have struggled a little bit in terms of their defense. Right now, they're allowing 186 rushing yards per game, 5.3 yards per rush, and they've given up 23 rushing touchdowns this season.
Now, last week, we both thought that Maine's offensive line did perhaps their best job of the season. But Joe Fignano continued to have some struggles last week. It was maybe his worst game of the season in terms of pass efficiency.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit with completions, 12 of 27 for only 126 yards and a touchdown. There was a lot of pressure on him, and they were bringing people off the corner, off the edge. And so as he tried to step into his throws, he really couldn't plant his foot and really get the arm action that he was looking for.
Maine, of course, lost their outstanding tight end, Sean Bowman, have gone with Rohan Jones, who played well last week. But we wonder now, with the second week of practice as the number one guy in that position, will they involve him more in the offense, maybe in ways similar to the way they use Sean Bowman?
Yeah, I think they will, Rich. Again, we talked about it last week. He's a good athlete. He's very strong in the lower body. He's got good speed. He had an 18-yard touchdown catch last week right down the middle of the field. I would look for Maine to get him a little bit more involved, maybe split him out wide and try to bring him inside on post routes or slant routes or out routes. And then the other thing I think is maybe utilizing him a little bit in the running game. with jet sweep action.
And we saw Xavier Scott get more involved in the offense last week, and that paid big dividends. Another guy they'd like to get the ball to more would be Montego Moss, who only had two receptions last week.
Yeah, and every time he's had the ball thrown to him, he's got those Velcro hands. He's able to make great catches, whether it's a one-hand catch or going low or going high. I think he's somebody that I would look for them to try to get the ball to more on slant routes, post routes, and go routes. Maine has not had a lot of deep passes this year. They haven't really been able to take the top off another team's defense, and you really need to make them defend the whole field, and that will open up some of the underneath routes.
We're breaking down the game plan for Black Bear football versus Albany tomorrow. This Albany offense has been pretty impressive this year, averaging more than 400 yards per game, better than 31 points per game. They've got a terrific freshman quarterback in Reese Poffenbarger, a transfer from ODU who's put up some terrific numbers.
Well, he really has, Rich. He's averaging 275 passing yards per game. He's got 20 touchdown passes, only two interceptions. So he has done a remarkable job for a young guy, having poise in the pocket, not throwing a lot of picks. Struggled a little bit last week against Elon. Albany lost 27-3, and they allowed 11 sacks, the most in FCS football this year.
And Maine will look to try and do that. Maine has not had a lot of sacks this season, have not put great pressure on the quarterback, so they'll look to do that and also maybe do what Elon did and force some turnovers.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do that. Elon forced three turnovers last week. I think the key for Maine is they've been very good at not turning the ball over. They haven't turned the ball over in four games, but they haven't generated that many turnovers either, only five over the last four games. And they would like to, I'm sure, force some turnovers, get some pressure on the pocket. And as we've said all year, Rich, the number one thing against a passing team is make them one-dimensional. Put them in third and long situations that are more predictable and turn the heat up on the pocket.
Well, they've got some other weapons, too, some dangerous guys, including one of the best tight ends in the league, and Thomas Graney, and an outstanding running back and a transfer from Pitt by the name of Todd Sibley.
Yeah, let's start with Graney. He's the top tight end in CAA football. He's big, 6'5", 255 pounds, and he's had 38 receptions this season for 509 yards and 8 touchdowns, averaging 13.4 yards per completion. You mentioned the running back, Todd Sibley, 5'9", 227-pound grad student from Akron, Ohio. Rich, he was in 33 games at Pitt, and in high school, just some incredible numbers for him. 7,433 rushing yards, placing him among the top 10 rushers in Ohio high school history. He was rated the number one running back in the Midwest region coming out of high school. And he's done well at Albany. He's got five rushing games of over 100 yards this season.
Well, another thing the Maine defense will need to do this week that burned them last week in the Rhode Island game, they need to stop allowing big plays, because that 63-yard touchdown right before the half last week was really a game changer.
It really was. It was a momentum changer. And when I looked at Maine and I went back to the beginning of the season, they've allowed 9 touchdowns of 40 yards or more this season, including 5 touchdowns of 63 yards or more. But on the flip side, Maine has only scored 2 touchdowns this season of 40 yards or more. So they need to create and defend big plays Saturday.
When we look at guys who are playmakers for Maine on both sides of the ball, on offense, we look to Xavier Scott. You tweeted about him earlier today. He's just a money player, a hard worker who always gives you his best, and it seems that good things happen whenever he touches the ball.
Yeah, they do, Rich. First of all, he plays with great desire and determination and passion. Secondly, he's 221 pounds, and in high school ran a 4.3840, so he can fly, and he can take it to the house if he gets to that second level and can turn on the jets. He runs with power, and he's always in perpetual motion. And so he's shifty, he's powerful, he's strong, he's hungry, and plays with a lot of desire.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, a couple of guys come to mind for me. One of them is the Maine native, Rafael Salomon, who has played very good football for the Black Bears over the course, especially of the last three games.
He's been great, Rich. 39 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, a sack, a fumble recovery. Again, he's playing with a lot of passion, and he's getting penetration. He's getting into the quarterback, causing hurries or getting sacks, and he's also disrupting the run game.
And a guy who's been consistent all season long. The secondary has been plagued with injuries, but he's been a constant back there, and that's Kazeer Bugs-Brown.
Yeah, he's outstanding. And first of all, it starts with good size. He's got good size. He's 6'1". He's over 200 pounds. He runs well. Coming into this game, he's got 53 tackles, 2 interceptions, 5 pass breakups, and he had that pick 6 earlier in the season.
And when it comes to special teams, the Black Bears will look to gain an advantage there. We've talked a lot this season about Brian Cooey and his ability to flip the field.
Yeah, and he's been outstanding, Rich. When you look at some of the numbers, Brian Cooey right now is averaging about 43 yards per punt. He's got 15 punts that were fair caught, 18 inside the 20-yard line, and he's done a nice job on kickoffs, too. Coming into this game, he's got 11 touchbacks, averaging about 60 yards per kickoff. I've also been impressed with Cody Williams. He was 3 of 3 kicking field goals last week, including a long of 46 yards against Rhode Island, and so he's given them a boost in the last week or so.
And then on the return game, 2 dangerous guys back there. We've talked before about Trevin Ewing and his ability, but Xavier Scott with a big 58-yard kickoff return last week.
Yeah, there are no good options for the opposing team when you're kicking down to Ewing and Scott. Right now, Scott is averaging 31 yards on kick returns, and Trevin Ewing is averaging about 22 yards on kick returns. Both of them have the speed to take that to the house.
Well, and you might say, what's this team have to play for with the 2-7 record? Well, pride, certainly, to finish strong, absolutely. But also, if they can win these last 2, they end up with a 4-4 record in the CAA. And in this season, with everybody beating each other, that's nothing to sneeze about. And the chance to, again, knock off some of those northern opponents in the conference.
Absolutely. A lot of these opponents, Albany and New Hampshire, are recruiting the same players. And so Maine would love to be able to finish on a positive note, get some momentum going into next year, and also in terms of recruiting, it would be helpful to them. But this is a team, Rich, that's got a lot of pride. And we saw them fight last week at Rhode Island. They came out and had that nice long drive of 19 plays, but they fought to the end too, trying to get the ball back at the end of the game. I would love to see them finish with 2 wins. I think they're capable of doing it. They've got to play good, hard-nosed football for 4 quarters. It's 4 quarters of high-level football, and that'll get them to the finish line.
All right, there you go. That's the game plan for Maine and Albany. It's a noontime kickoff tomorrow for the Black Bears and the Great Danes. And before we go, we have a moment here, Bob. What can you tell me about the Great Dane, the mascot of UAlbany?
Well, it's the world's tallest canine, Rich. Let me just start with that. Let me tease a key with that.
All right, we'll lock into that world's tallest canine, and we'll learn more about that tomorrow on the broadcast. All right, Bruce, back to you. And Carrie, that's it from rainy Albany, New York.
Well, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Bob, for that. And we'd let you know that all our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. By Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creativeprintservices.com. And from Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs. From experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com.